grace, mercy, and peace are yours in abundance from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, Pastor Ha's ministry didn't start like he would have hoped. I first met Pastor Ha just a little under a year ago on my first trip over to Vietnam. And on this trip, we were investigating whether the Wells could come in and build a training center to help the Hmong Fellowship Church. And Pastor Ha is the leader of the Hmong Fellowship Church. But since the communist government didn't know who we had been told before we arrived that there were going to be government officials with us every step of the way. So when we first got there was this whole entourage that went with us no matter what we did, whether we were eating breakfast in the morning or going out to walk around some of the shops at night. And it was a mixture of people from the Hmong Fellowship Church, the Vietnamese Fellowship Church, and we never knew who was a government official. And this is the way we spent that whole week we were there. It was finally the night before we were about to fly back to the United States when after supper that night, I didn't even realize it, but Pastor Ha did, for the first time in that entire trip, we had been left alone. Just Pastor Ha and myself. And he asked me, "Pastor, can I speak to you privately?" And I assured him, "Sure, no problem at all." So he went and grabbed another pastor who could speak English better to serve as our translator, and we sat down for the very first private conversation we were going to have. Now, I don't know if you've ever had this experience. When you try to communicate with somebody where neither of you speak the same first language, and he spoke English better than I speak Hmong, but it still wasn't great, and you're looking for anything that you can communicate about, that you can connect on. And as he was talking through his translator, he all of a sudden said that he had become a pastor in 1995. And I thought, hey, there's a connection. I became a pastor in 1995. And we began to explore a little further. And sure enough, we're both the same age, born about 2 months apart, one in the middle of South Dakota and one in Vietnam. You can guess which is which. And yes, we had both begun our ministries in 1995. And it was an experience I'll never forget as he is there thanking me for the Wells being there, for you being there to help and support them in this mission work. But little did I know at the time that though our ministries had started the same year, there was very little similar in them. When I graduated from the seminary in 1995, I was sent as a missionary to the Dominican Republic. Now, any ministry has its challenges, but if I had a really rough day, I'd load the wife and the kids into the car. We could drive an hour and a half, set up my hammock on one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and relax and pray and consider the next steps. Not Pastor Ha. You see, he had grown up in a village where a shaman was an essential leader for those people. His dad had been a shaman, and so he inherited the family business. And what that meant as a shaman, a witch doctor, the spiritual guide for that village, is he was responsible for all the incantations and rituals and incense for people to be right with the spiritual world. And it was especially important when someone died. And so the family, to make sure that the right things were said and done, would bring an offering to Ha so that he could do the right things for those people. But he knew it was all a sham. He knew it wasn't true. And it started to burden his conscience more and more until finally the head of the household of the house right next to his died. And he knew that family well. He knew the kids. He knew the struggle they had to feed those children. And much to his chagrin, that family killed the one goat they had to provide milk for those kids. And they killed it so they could bring an offering of meat to Ha so he could carry out the rituals. It literally broke his heart. And he couldn't stand it any longer. He quit serving as a shaman and started to ask himself if there was possibly some real spiritual answers out there. And about that time, he heard a Christian radio broadcast and found out that there was actually a Christian church gathering in a nearby village. So he set out on foot to walk to that village, and when he arrived, sure enough, there was a good old tent revival going on. And there was a missionary that was making the rounds, and he was there on that last night. And Pastor Ha explains that that's the night that he believed in Jesus. But since that guy was leaving the next day and there was no other pastor in the town, he told him, why don't you go back to your home village, start to gather a group, and I'll come back and I'll help. That's the night he became a pastor, 1995. Returned to his village, brand new Christian, and started to gather a group, and it caught the attention of the government local officials. They weren't happy. And they arrested Pastor Ha and threw him in prison. Those first 2 years of ministry that we spent at the same time, I could relax on a Dominican beach while Pastor Ha was getting beaten up in his prison cell, trying to get him to renounce the Savior he had just met. It didn't work. But I'm sure it's not how Pastor Ha hoped his ministry would begin. And as God knits us together in His kingdom and in His grace, and as God goes to work, it is amazing the journey that Pastor Ha had taken until we were meeting that day at that hotel in Hanoi. After he was released from prison, after those first 2 years, he took his church underground. They met at 1 a.m. out in the jungle next to the village so that people wouldn't notice. But they did. It didn't take long until he was in jail again. And this time, the local officials realized that he was a leader, and so they wanted to retrain him. So the communist government had a re-doctrination program down in Hanoi. They sent and shipped him down there, and he spent his years in prison there. But he tells an amazing story of God's grace. See, the communist government was going to show how foolish Christianity was. And so they had this communist atheist guy that was going to point out the silliness of being a Christian. And he started with creation. Say, how silly is that? 6 days and this God supposedly made this whole world, just used his word and made everything in it? Pastor Ha had never heard the story before. And he believed in God's account of creation through this atheist re-indoctrination program that was trying to get him to renounce Christianity. You see, when God's grace goes to work, God's power keeps it going. Now, during all those years in prison, Pastor Ha would have loved to have been able to serve the people he had gathered in his village. But he didn't know how he could. You see, Pastor Ha at that time did not yet know what others already know. And I might not be able to relate to Pastor Ha as far as spending years in prison for the sake of the gospel, but I know somebody that does. The Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, who had returned with an offering to Jerusalem only to be confronted with some of the enemies of Christ, was thrown into jail there, and after 5 years or so of negotiations, finally was shipped off to Rome to make his appeal directly to the emperor. And while he was there in Rome, in prison, under lock and key, a man named Epaphras brought him news of a brand new church in Colossae. And so Paul, who had never met the Christians there yet, knew exactly how to help them. You see, they were confronted with a very real danger. It was the same danger that many of the Christian churches at that time were facing, and that was, there was a group that was teaching that to be a really good Christian, you had to obey all the rules of Moses from the Old Testament. And in addition to that, they had added another thing. something that we now have labeled Gnosticism. And that is that if you really want to understand the spiritual world, in your thoughts, in your mind, you have to come to grips with the depths of spiritual insight. Both of those things are enemies of God's grace. Both of those things point to human beings as the way to a right relationship with God. And neither of them work. And so the Apostle Paul pens this letter to the Colossians and begins by reminding them how they had come to their relationship with Christ in the first place. He reminded them of the gospel that teaches grace. This is what he says. It's Colossians chapter 1. We begin reading at verse 3, right at the beginning of the letter. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, your dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul pointed them back to the basics. That gospel truth that pointed them to the free gift of God, not something that they could earn, but freely given by God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice that He made. What the Apostle Paul knew was something that Pastor Ha, during his years in prison, was yet to learn. But over the last few years, he has come in contact with a Wells Hmong pastor named Bunkeel Lohr. And through Pastor Lohr, he has been introduced to this amazing truth of grace, that it's not by what you have done, but by what Christ has done, that we have our eternity secured. And he wants to share it with everybody. We didn't realize it when these first contacts were being made, but there are over 100,000 people that are members of Pastor Ha's Hmong Fellowship Church, all of them craving and needing this gospel truth. And so Pastor Ha has appealed to you for help. Maybe that startles you. Pastor Ha doesn't know me, you might say. How can he appeal to me for help? He knows you. He knows the truth that our church body teaches. And he has come to treasure that message of grace. And he knows that you are an expert in that grace. An expert. And you are. Why are you here this morning? You're not here gathered before God, worried about thunderbolts and lightning that will strike you down for the things that you have done this week that don't line up with God's standards. And those are there. The thoughts that have gone through our minds, the words that sometimes slip out of our lips, the things that we do that we are ashamed to even do in public. We know who we are. Sinners that do not deserve anything from God but to be kicked aside for an eternity in hell. So why are you here? Because you're an expert in God's grace. You know that God sent His Son Jesus. You know that He was sent for you, that when He died on that cross, when He gave up His life, it was to make payment for the sins that you and I have committed and to make sure that once and for all, everyone in heaven and on earth and under the earth knows you are going to heaven. That's what grace is. And it's that expertise that Pastor Ha has appealed to. He has invited us, and with the permission of the Vietnamese government, we have been given an unprecedented opportunity to go to Hanoi, Vietnam, and with the permission of the Vietnamese government, build a training center to train the 350 pastors of the Hmong Fellowship Church who have never received training before. Pastor Ha and others in that church body have explained it this way. Before they met the Wells and the teaching of grace, they thought it was all about the law, that the way you kept a church together was by demanding that people follow the rules and regulations of Christ. Some of those pastors even explained that they hated their people, hated them because they weren't doing good enough. What a change it has been to be able to approach those people with compassion and mercy and grace. And it shouldn't surprise us. It's the very thing the Apostle Paul reminded the Colossians about. That God's grace grows. When the gospel is preached, no matter where it's preached, God goes to work, changes hearts, changes lives for eternity. This is the way the Apostle Paul said it. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. My friends, President Schrader, the president of the Wells, and our conference of presidents have given us permission to ask all of you, all of our churches and members in Wells, to pray and support a special ministry going on in Vietnam. We want to gather the resources needed to build a training center and over the next 2 years train the first batch of pastors in the Hmong Fellowship Church. Now maybe you hear all of that and say, well, what does that have to do with me? Well, you are part of this Wells. But maybe even more important than that, you are part of a group of people who understands God's grace. And as you carry that grace to others, God will use you to reach to the corners of the globe. Think of the children that are seated here today. Some on laps, some leaning on mom's shoulders. How far do you think they will travel during their lifetimes? Would you care to guess? How many languages some of them might speak? How many people they might meet from different places on the planet? Each and every time a teacher here teaches them about Jesus, or a mom reads them a Bible story, or grandma reads them a story from their favorite Bible storybook, God goes to work. His gospel registers in that heart, and God prepares another missionary for his kingdom. When you run into that fellow member whose heart is hurting with whatever trial or trouble is facing them that day, and you point them back to the truth that you have of grace in Jesus and his cross, God lifts up that heart and fires it up to tell that gospel to someone else. It's how God has knit us all together as his holy Christian church on earth. In all those ways, every day, God is using you so that this grace grows. Pastor Ha, in his humble way, as he was sharing with me that night, started to thank me for the things that Wells was willing to come and do. Now that I've learned his story, I've shared with him that it is not he who should be thanking us, but us who should be thanking him for the trials that he faced, for his steadfastness in the faith to continue to preach and teach about Jesus. But no matter what our role is, this is our amazing confidence. We who know God's grace, we who are sure of our eternal place in heaven, can confidently share that truth with others. And as we do, whether it's in Vietnam or any of the many other tribes and languages and people around the globe, we know this is true. God's grace grows. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.